Utorio is there on the tree. He has left that. Oh, this is of course of Jagannath. How have you stolen that Utorio of Jagannath? That I went to steal jackfruits with Madhav, and the Madhav has been given a good beating, and all those beating causing injury in my back. So I want some medicine to be smeared on my back, Jagannath gave. Then there was a great uproar. What is this Jagannath to? Then he is a really very good saint. But we have given beating, then he comes to Madhav, forgive me, pardon me, all these things. Then Madhav saw that so much fame has come to me, I should not stay here any longer. He left Puri, went to Vrindavan, unknowingly, there.
What is the telegram?
Gurahadra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Did Krishna Maharaj is telephone?
Give a position. And still, we can think that we should stop our activity totally. As such, then it is necessary that we should meet together and find out some way how we can approach to discharge our duty. Our duty towards the people as well as to Swami Maharaj and Gauri Acharya, our Guru Maharaj and Mahaprabhu, etc. Propaganda was taken up first by Guru Maharaj in an organized way, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His idea was to preach the doctrines of Mahaprabhu in an organized way in India and abroad. And to and he began his work in an humble way. But anyhow, Swami Maharaj, after his departure, did that thing in not only appreciable, but beyond that is success, we find. And now ISKCON perhaps likes to monopolize the thing according to their own standard of thinking. But after Swami Maharaj, some qualified people dissatisfied with their administration, they became indifferent. And so many complaints came to me as the bona fide well-wisher of ISKCON with recognition from Swami Maharaj. And when I differed from them, they gradually withdrew from my sympathy. And at first I told, wait and see how things may come. And I asked them also to take steps that these qualified persons may not go away. But they gave deaf ears to my words. Anyhow, some energetic men came to me and asked to interfere into the matter, and I asked them to go on with some work in a relief life, not in confliction with them. But anyhow, it has come in the position of confliction. If not desired by us, but they think it, that we should not interfere with their activity. But our conscience does not allow to do so. So you are all dissatisfied with their present dealings. To go on in your industrious Guruji's way, and with some help from me necessary. And so many brilliant workers of this kind, as you were, now you are, you have met together to devise some organized activity independent of ISKCON. How you can go on with the activity of our Gurudev Mahaprabhu and Swami Maharaj? Swami Maharaj avoiding the defect you detect in the ISKCON in more perfect way, harmless way, genuine way, and without as much as possible coming in conflict with them. So you consult together and try to find a common basis of organized activity. I am told that Praman Swami and the Vira Prakash Swami, they are also invited, and the telegram came that they are coming soon. In the meantime, you consult together and try to evolve how. I have no experience of the world activity, some common sense, but you have practical experience of the activity in the whole of the world. And my moral support is there. I don't like to be entangled practically coming in the committee or association, but aloof, well-wisher, and the promoter, and my goodwill with you. You consult and important persons, Bhakti Vijay Maharaj, then Akkananda Maharaj, Dishkrishna Maharaj, and the others also, important persons of high standard. So you may begin your work in a mild way, with God overhead, with heart within, and the God overhead.
এই ব্যাপারে এদের চিন্তাধারা কিভাবে দেয়, এই এই বিষয়ে এদের চিন্তাধারা কিভাবে করলে হয়?
You consult, and if you have consulted already,
এর আলোচনা করতে পারেন এখন,
you may intimate to me that we are thinking that we may begin in this way. The Akkhayananda Maharaj, his position is supreme in this sense that he is sannyasi, is an old member, and he has got his whole self connection with Swami Maharaj after sannyas, and he has got some respectable position. Bhakti Vijay Jayatirtha Maharaj, he of course already had his very good position, admirable position, but now...
Disgraced man.
But now he is almost a man in the street. But with his simplicity, his capital is his simplicity, his adherence to the truth, to his Guru and the Mahaprabhu, all this, that is his capital. And the strongest personality is Dhir Krishna Maharaj, the most firm, and he started independent movement, perhaps. He's in a positive way. Akhayananda Maharaj was passive. Akhayananda Maharaj's attempt was a passive nature. But he's that of active nature. And so Kirtanananda Maharaj is very much
angry
with Krishna Maharaj. And he says, I am told that with boot, by a kick he would oust him from the fold of his skull. So much anger. Have you considered these things? And they have any progress? Aranya Maharaj is a follower of Akhayananda Maharaj. He does not want much active life, but peaceful life is preferred. But Parvat Maharaj is an energetic man. And he wants a specified duty to do in the line of propagation, preaching energy he has got. And the all-round capacity he has got. Anyhow, Dhir Krishna Maharaj has been invited here, and at the cost of his activity there, the valuable activity he was engaged therein. But he has left and come to consider the basis, the foundation, the ways how you can move in your body and to produce more and the greater result in your way. So now the time is very valuable. We have taken away Dhir Krishna Maharaj from his busy field. So we must not lose any time and consider and follow. A committee is necessary. A committee means president, secretary, the office holders, and the acharya, all these things must be considered and try to evolve something. And after forming to a certain extent, he may come to me, I shall hear. And if any modification, any suggestion comes from me for modification, then I will speak out that this is my suggestion. You do it yourself. That is my advice. Akhayananda Maharaj, what do you say?
I am here.
You are here?
Yes. Yes.
You have got important position.
We are only praying for your mercy.
And
we'll try.
You have got appreciation that the higher conception of Mahaprabhu's theology may be taken from door to door. Began by Swami Maharaj, your sincere heart is making more progress than the general ISKCON body towards the truth. This is my conception. So how that sort of realization may others may take share of that. That sort of responsibility, what you feel within you, I don't know how far. The true conception, proper conception. I am interested that my Guru Maharaj came out with the high standard, and that was begun by Swami Maharaj in a very extensive, wonderful, extensive way. But the proper realization of the truth should be distributed to the people. Radha Govinda, Seva. Seva. The ISKCON, according to me, are busy with dollar, diplomacy, and very daring action in the name of devotion and dedication. But the Brahmanic way of approaching the truth, that is of higher conception. These dollars and the other diplomacy, they may be utilized for the purpose. But the more higher basis must be on Brahmanic, on character, realization, truthfulness, all these things. That will have real hold over other theological conception. There are so many theological conceptions in the world, and we have to deal with them, and that cannot be purchased only by money and grandeur. The comparative study of the theology, the ontological aspect, that must be cultivated, and that must be preached throughout the world. That can stand for a long time. By bribe, we cannot capture persons for a long time. But by distributing satisfaction of their inner hankering in the theological and ontological way. So that sort of high literature and reply, answers to their demands, all these things, there must be on paper, on patrikas, on literature and the character backing. And the preachers also will be there. They should have. Jayatirtha Maharaj has proved his capacity as a preacher. But only his weakness for the truth has banished him. Ramchandra was banished, though he was the real heir of the throne. But something came between, and Ramchandra was banished. So Dvaitrita Maharaj is banished from his throne. Banished means nirbashito. Ramchandra bolchi ta bujhen na. Ramchandra jemon nirbashito hoychilen tar singhasan hote samanny shottye diye diyechen jonno. So, we, being sympathetic to his position, we shall come up with energy to help him, and at the same time to preach the real conception of the truth, theological. that you have understood. You have understood and you realize that's your responsibility with you. And think whether you will try your best to give it to others and how.
Maharaj, yes. You spoke of the Brahmanic qualities and tendencies.
Yes.
So generally we take it that that is non-administrative. The Kshatriya is more concerned with administration. So the a problem arises that generally the Brahmins now, those with Brahmanic, they come underneath the Kshatriya.
The background will be of that type, and that will be taken in Kshatriya and the Vaishya way. Dhig valang Kshatriya valang valang Brahma vala valang. That was the saying of Vishyamitra. When he came to fight with Vaishya and failed to do that, then he uttered this. So character, the force of character, the non-attractive nature to the worldly temptation, all these backgrounds are necessary in a preacher. In a preacher. As a Kshatriya Vaishya, they may be prey to the worldly temptation easily. But the Brahmanic characteristic background that will save us from the temptation we are in the midst of and we are using for the service of Krishna. So that sort of background, you have some appreciation for the character, adherence to the truth, and the taking risk, this risk of poverty, just as he did. He prefers renunciation than the enjoyment side, that the money and the grandeur, the organization, he left because he had some faith more for the Brahmanic side, the principle, adherence to the principle at the cost of anything. That is Brahmanic side. That is more attraction towards consciousness than towards material things. More attracted by the beauty of the consciousness, spirituality, than the vaibhava, the materials that are collected in the name of the service of the Lord. Partiality for the spiritual consciousness than the material grandeur, which of course we utilize for the service of the Brahmanic purpose. The Kshatriya Vaishya, they will be submissive to the Brahmanic school, and the Brahmin should connect with the Vaishnava. Brahmananam Shastribhu, Satyajadi Satyajadi Shastribhu, Sarva Vidanta Paraga, Sarva Vidanta Vitkocha, Vishnu Bhaktu Vishishyate. We are in connection of the service of the personal truth, Vaishnava. Vaishnava has got, Brahman has got preference for the spirit than the matter, and the Vaishnava, the spirit is person, super spirit is personal, and we can come in closer connection with him by service. Personal conception of the truth and service for him, these two in Vaishnava. And in Brahmin, the more attraction towards the spirit than the material properties, Brahma. Kshatriya to organize material things under the direction of the Brahmins to guide the general mass towards spirit, from matter to spirit. And the wish of finance maker, finance giver for that purpose, this Varnashram. Mahaprabhu began from Varnashram with Ramananda Rai, and leaving Varnashram, step by step went to the highest position. First began with Varnashram, this organized here. The spirit is above matter. The quest of life of everyone may be guided towards that. That neglect matter and they appreciate spirit, soul, consciousness. That is systematically done in Varnashram, in a group that is in an army, the navy, the air force, the land force, in that way, an organized way. That's a march from science to science, to science, from matter to spirit, a mass movement is Varnashram. Then Vaishnava, they have more specified, clear idea about the spirit. The spirit is person. Spirit means person, super person. And we are also meager, part of spirit, soul. We are also person, super person. Purusha and Purushottama. And then the education and this question of service comes in. Comes in a real sense. So Vaishnava. And amongst Vaishnava also there are gradations. Gyanu, Kalmibha Paritu Haripriyataya Bhakti Jajur Gyanina, Stegbha Gyanu Vimukta Bhakti Parama, Gyan Sunna Bhakti, Rimoikani Shastata, Tedbhasta Pashupala Pankaja Desha. In this way it is progressing to the highest degree. So now we have met how to form a basis for the propaganda. By literature and by oral preaching and some other way. You are already in practical connection with preaching life. So you know. And I think, and you also have to understand that the organism will be more liberal, like a federal constitution. Preachers may have their independence as much as possible. Possible. You may think, you may try, how you have got some experience, you are faced with the rigid decision of the committee, and you could not appreciate the decision of the committee existing. Necessarily, you find some fault with the this committee administration. So learning something from that, how you can go on with an organized attempt. You have to compensate that. Or you like, no, we shall work independently. What will be your consideration now? Our meeting, we want to meet together, but the necessity and the nature of meeting, putting our heads together, that will be in what way? What is your opinion? And you may convey to me, and I may say what I have got to say. On the whole, some sort of unity is necessary to work. That is plain. Cooperation. But the cooperation will be of first nature. That you have to think and form. The Paman Swami and the Vidya Prakash, they perhaps may come soon. In the meantime, you make some advance in the formation of the foundation without losing any time, because you have got value of your time in your activity.
So perhaps we should go now and meet.
Huh?
Perhaps we should go now and meet amongst ourselves.
I don't follow.
We can go and meet now together. We may go now and meet.
Yes, you go. You go and you may meet you all in private, privacy, and consult and come to some sort of resolution and tell it to me. That we think this time we must combine in this way, and we will go on with our activity. Lokananda Maharaj and Dirkishtha Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Chetra Maharaj and
Arunanda
Maharaj.
Hi,
you meet together, perhaps in his room or where it will be convenient, and freely you express your opinion, personal opinion, and come to some resolution. They want to. If you like, here also separately, that side, but that side, or here, I may go in. Everybody should be convenient for you to talk.
The room downstairs.
I saw Kalu, who got on the Chiham Cheshori.
Today is a very odd day.
Yes.
Sweating.
In the evening, cloud and
rain
must come.
So I may go in. From Karma Mishra Bhakti, and it went up to Brahma. Took it from a Brahmin, wealthy man, in Prayag, then to Puri Jagannath, the king, from there to Indra, and from Indra to Brahma. Karma Mishra. Then next he went to Shiva. And Arad is taken to be the means of this measurement. Devotee Narada is going to Brahma, his father, Guru, and he is beginning to please him according to this class of Sruti in praise of Brahma. Brahma dissatisfied with the praise of Narada. This is the nature of the Vaishnava. They can't tolerate their own praise. They know fully well that praise, it is only due to the Supreme. We are praised because we have got some sort of connection with that Supreme Entity. So they do not like that. They can't relish their own praise. But I am so low, only in coming in connection with so high entity. That's what is a good position I have got. And if I anyhow take it as my own, then I will be deprived. My faith will be disturbed that I am nothing, everything belongs to my master. So naturally, a Vaishnava, he won't like sincerely any praise in him. No, fully. What is good in me, that doesn't belong to me, that is. Yes. Oh, Brahma dissatisfied. What is the obstacle? Decision? You come to please me? Have I not taught you that I am nothing? My master is everything. But still, if you want to discriminate about the devotion, then I am busy in the material, in the visitivity of the material world. But Mahadev, Shiva, is really to be praised. And we find in the Veda also, Rudra Sruti. There is Sruti, Mantra. Sruti is Lord Mahadev.
Is everything here? His presence spoke so highly about that is sin, that is problems. They were doing this. Can't.
Thank you.